Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Tune into yourself and check in on all of your own personal fires and where are they at today and what is it that they need to feel very vibrant and alive. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about fire. I want to muse about how fire has these great metaphors for our passion, for relationship, and just other areas of life. So let's go explore. The other night, I had a fire in my backyard and I was out there by myself and the moon was almost full and it was so great. And, you know, it was the end of the fire. And so I was waiting for everything to die down to the point where I could go inside for the night. And there was still just stuff that had to happen for me to be able to go inside. So as I'm doing this, I'm watching the areas light up and flicker. And I'm seeing how, you know, you can smolder something out. I mean, this actually was throughout the whole night that this was high topic on my mind, but it really just sunk in at the end of the night. So I'm looking at this and really seeing how and why these metaphors exist with relationship and passion, this whole concept of stoking the fire and, you know, stirring things up and all of this stuff, right? So there's this point where there's a lot of more just coal-esque parts. And then you could see where if it was all together in just the right way with just enough air that it would turn into these blue flames and then it could ignite into bigger flames, right? And if I stirred it in a certain way, that might make it better. Or if I, you know, smoldered it out a little bit, that could make it die down. And or if I spread it out, that would make it all die down, right? So this brings me to so many different metaphors and ways to look at it. One, there's this elemental piece, you know, it's having the air merge with the heat, or what we could just then call the fire, even though it's not fully into fire at that point, or maybe it is, and we're just talking about increasing the fire, and you need X amount of air, but if there's too much air, that's not going to work. Space with the ether, right? That space ether, and if there's too much, again, that fire can die out. And so applying this to relationship, one, thinking of just personal harmonization. So our own self, taking care of our own self. So we're harmonizing ourself within our own elements. If you look at that through an Ayurvedic lens, a Chinese medicine lens, however you want to look at that, if you just want to simply look at it as body, mind, spirit, right? It's that self harmonizing and then bringing that into relationship. And are there areas that need different things to be added, taken away, harmonized? So that's kind of almost this elemental piece. And then it's just looking at that concept of creating more passion and or how does space play into your particular dynamic? Do you have that good amount of space where it's creating that polarity and that eros and it's like, right? And that's how it's almost like that amount of space is the amount of space that brings that just right amount of air in that creates that spark and increases that flame. So it's increasing that passion. Where then if there's too much space, now we're talking lack of connection, right? There's too much space. Things are too spread out. That fire is starting to die. I also then was thinking about how this continued throughout the entire fire process. So I'm watching just one fire, right? This one fire for X amount of hours, and that's it. And when we're applying this as a metaphor to everything else, this is just a continual thing. So there's going to be the times when it's smoldered out. There's going to be the times when it's too spread out. There's going to be the times where it's just so robust and full of exactly all the pieces, the nutrients, everything that it needs to be such a robust flame and da-da-da, right? And that's the ebb and flow of life. And it's also showing how it needs this continual tending to, just like our bodies, our health, our spirit, our emotions, our everything, our physical, mental, and emotional selves, all need this tending to stay fully lit, fully alive, fully healthy, vibrant. And so that's where I see this, not just in relationship, but in that person, on that personal scale. And so I'd love for you to be able to apply this to your own life. If you're in relationship, you can apply it to your relationship, but you don't need to be. Really just apply this to your own self. And if you want to, you can do that in a way of tuning in to you. You can tune into your own solar plexus fires. You can tune in, which are like the fires of the belly, right? The fires of the gut, the fires of your internal knowingness and your connection to yourself. You can tune into your heart fires. How is everything in your heart? Are you in a place of grieving or sadness or heartache? Or are you in a place of robust heart fires and desires and passions and all of this, right? You can tune into those fires. You can tune into your digestive fires. So, you know, with the solar plexus, that's more in that, like it's above the belly button, kind of in that space of the rib cage, kind of where the rib cage meets, a little bit below there. But you can tune a little bit lower into like your digestive fires, which actually they could kind of reside in the same space. But when you think of your actual digestion and your guts and intestines and things, you might feel it there instead of in the solar plexus. But they are kind of tied together. So you can tune into those digestive fires and how strong are they? Are you getting all of your nutrients from your food? Are you digesting all of your food and therefore also all of life well because your digestive fires are happy and alive? You can go into more like your sacral and root. I don't often see that area as a fire, but you can tune into that area as like that robustness and that passion and how alive and turned on is that. So you can do this in any way that you feel inclined. And that's the invitation for you today, is to go ahead and feel, where are your fires lit up? Where are they a bit dampened out? What do they need? Do they need more space to bring in more juicy airflow? Or is it that there's too much space? Is it smothered out? What exactly are you experiencing? And what exactly do you need to bring it all back up to this beautiful flame that's so lit in every way? All right. Well, take that with you. Of course, if you have a big takeaway or an experience from this that you want to share with me, I'm accessible on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco. And I wish you a delicious day full of fire and passion. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco. Or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.